Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 30th, 2016. It's been a while since I had a direct talk with listeners, so today I'll comment on the global transformation that seems to be the most important but poorest explained subject in the media. I'm not just referring to the dramatic uptick of tornadoes, volcanoes, and earthquakes since the first of the year, but I'm also referring to the geopolitical crisis with global economic reset that's moving fast for 2016 Jubilee, which I'll be talking about later on in the show. Believe it or not, the chaos in the morphic grids of human consciousness reflexes with the earth grids and tectonic plates. Now, I know that's a stretch for some people, but it's all connected in the quantum field. You know, we live in an ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. It's just, it's all energy, and it's all connected in the quantum field. And internal chaos reflexes with external chaos and vice versa. You know, the opposite is true. Heart coherence reflexes with mind congruence. That's how cosmic love is anchored on Earth, as in cosmos at large. You know, the heart of smart empowers wisdom, and wise dominion sure beats the alternative. So today I'll be talking about the global paradigm shift in a nutshell. And this is the story of a global transformation you probably know at least in part. So if this resonates with you, I'll be going through different aspects of this. You'll appreciate this global paradigm shift in a nutshell. So to begin with, visualize a giant oak tree. Then consider that the great oak tree is just a nut who held his ground. And so it is with visionaries who have seen this paradigm shift happening and where it's going. No matter how nuts the whole truth may sound, it sure beats the alternative. So hold your ground. Now, kind of an introduction before I go into these paradigm shifts in a nutshell with keynote aspects of it. I'm going to give it a little bit of an overview, kind of the big picture of how internet reality is rapidly morphing the matrix, you know, the matrix of reality, you know, the way the public at large sees things, the media reality, medical reality, marketing reality, management reality, the, you know, basically the status quo prevailing awareness of the collective consciousness. Within that context, we can all see that global net reality with the internet is maturing rapidly in global social networks. There are now about more than 4 billion online netizens, you know, people on the internet, who are waking up to liberating truth, inconvenient truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. People are waking up worldwide like never before because of the internet. So disruption of deception ends the prevailing corruption of perception. Consciousness is shifting rapidly. There's a global enlightenment going on. People, you might say the veil is thinning, but with the internet you can just say, you know, the chickens have come home to roost, so to speak. What goes around comes around. You know, it's like the unveiling of what's really going on in the world. It's just, it's all coming out. So there's a general enlightenment process that empowers wisdom and with the heart. Because again, the heart of smart sure beats the alternative. I'm going to go into this now. Paradigm shift in a nutshell. Five disruptive truths that are going mainstream. And in general, we're talking about all five of these, that the end of one-way, top-down, highly centralized media, medical, and market management as we have known it. In other words, our prevailing social, political, and economic institutions as we have known them have been one-way, top-down, highly centralized, kind of command and control organizations. With the internet now, we're seeing at the beginning of highly decentralized and interactive telecommunication in the grassroots, telecom. And the grassroots are the net roots of global social networks. So we're seeing a top-down structure morphing into a more of a bottom-up, decentralized structure, from top-down centralized to bottom-up decentralized. And this is can be seen with five disruptive truths going mainstream, and I'm going to go into those now. There's five of these keynotes. One of them is the quantum shift in energies. This is the frequency shift I've been writing about in recent on my blog recently. It's disrupting 3D density. In other words, consciousness is shifting from linear left brain letter of the law logic to nonlinear right brain intuitive knowing. With the end of media propaganda and the beginning of mass TLC mediation, in other words, mediation with more heart, the heart of smart, and the criteria for that with heart coherence. And there's a link, those who are following the article on the intro page. It's good to follow along with it because there's links that go more into the depth of this paradigm shift. This first one is regarding the prevailing consciousness is shifting with the Schumann resonance is shifting of the Earth, which is resonating with brain waves from the alpha up into the theta. Brainwave frequencies have been rising. A whole new consciousness is emerging with this, and it's disrupting 3D density, you know, the way we've seen things. You know, as the world as we've known it is shifting. And this is the dynamic involved. And this quantum shift, this energy shift, is kind of like, you know, the cause behind the cause of a lot of what we see as far as chaos and collective consciousness is because the old paradigm is losing traction. It's disintegrating. And a new paradigm is integrating. It's gaining traction. The number two of the five, these five disruptive truths going mainstream, is that free energy technology is disrupting big oil. We're seeing the shift from poisoning the air with toxic pollutants to purifying the air with free energy technology. For the end of dirty power politics and restoration of abundant TLC on Earth, love of the Earth. Tender, loving care. Coming back to that. We've got to. This is the shift, and it's just like a self-evident truth. You know, either we get our act together or basically, you know, we're going to suffer the consequences. And the free energy technology is going into production all over the planet. And you're seeing all kinds of versions of it. It's in the news on a regular basis. And the futures market for petrochemical fuels is there's no future in it. It's going to increasingly economic research is going to shift to free energy technologies. It's happening, and so this free energy technology is disrupting big oil, but basically it's just disrupting dirty power and dirty power politics. The third point is that holistic healing disrupts mass medicide. Now, I didn't use the word genocide, I used medicide. And what I'm saying is that there's this movement from making a killing on disease treatment, you know, the medical-industrial complex where profits, you know, come before the public and stockholders are affected. We're moving from that paradigm to holistic healing with disease prevention. Instead of the emphasis on disease treatment for profit, we're moving to nonprofit holistic healing with disease prevention. And this, again, is ending the profits before people depravity, that puts profits for the 1%, that, you know, before, you know, the health and well-being of the 99%, so to speak. it's all shifting from the ending of that paradigm to a new paradigm of global holistic healing opportunity. And there's a link there. Global Telecare goes into that. A couple of videos, lots of information. That's where it's going. I mean, it's self-evident. You know, if we're going to get our act together, where's it going? Well, holistic healing, you know, with information resources to make that possible for free, are available, excuse me, as possible. A lot of people want to see, would rather see the holistic healing than sickness care. But, you know, it's always looking for a bigger market of more sick people. Anyway, the fourth point is currency of conscience disrupts duh. Now, duh is an acronym, and so we're moving from duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless, to abundant common sense conscience. For ending divisive divisions from unity with cultural DNA for teleconscience. Now, what I'm saying is that there are communication tools and processes culturing consciousness in our social networks in the way that's basically culturing the currency of conscience, you know, more social conscience in our social networks, and that's disrupting all the divisive diversions from unity, you know, social, political, economic institutions that are, again, top-down, centralized, command and control rather than bottom-up, best for all, you know, decentralized. So you're seeing this shift to a new currency for the next economy. And it's going to be based on more so on social conscience, what's best for all, you know, the 99% being represented, and the interests of the 99% as far as abundant conscience above all. You know, when we know better, we can do better. So that's fourth point. And each of these points you can see are interrelated to the other points. It's like a holographic, these are like five holographic windows into this shift, this paradigm shift in a nutshell. So the fifth point is kind of like the capstone of all the others because it's really defining and refining an evolutionary ascent process, a conscious evolutionary ascent process, which is disruptive to, I use the acronyms, SIN, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, which is to say we're moving from stuck in negativity or victim dictum to conscious evolution revelations that end the profanity of moral insanity with an uprising of global TLC, better loving care, more heart, you know, the heart of smart. I mean, we all know that love heals all. Well, call it heart coherence, TLC. You can call it the moral imperative, you know. Golden rule law language for every golden age, you know, more love, easier and faster. However, you know, the idea is take heart. And, of course, I'm positioning in these five keynote concepts the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware is heartware. It's as a portal from the internet to the inner net, a gateway from cyberspace to the heart of inner space. So those who are following along with the article I just published today on this, it references this understanding of the next phase of the computer internet revolution. Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics, of by and for TLC, you know, the frequency of holy compassion, heart coherence, mind congruence, at the heart of global holistic healing. Now, love heals all. Now, there's a blueprint for it with a lot of information with the links provided in the article on Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics. And it's clear vision for people got a little bit of a technical orientation or a historical perspective to see the trending of the computer internet revolution. You'll be able to see what that looks like, why it's unique, how it works, basically, etc. So this is the concept. We're seeing as far as megatrends. Things are moving towards, conscious evolution is moving towards more social conscience in our global interactive social networks. And this is the concept of hardware with full spectrum telecom, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce. All our social, political, and economic institutions upgraded with an interactive information processes that organize information along more enlightened lines that frame a higher conscience, call it cyber ethics, at the heart of our interactive global social networks. And again, the vision of that alone can be a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. And as my banner on the Cosmic Love homepage references, we're talking about upgrading global TLC with the law of the angles of God, geometric ordered divinity in the language of the angels of love, heart coherence. Heart coherence is like the fabric of the quantum field of the universe. It's the fractal nature of the holographic universe. In that fabric is the coherence fractals that are basically like the glue, the coherence factor, which is a harmonic golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion, or when you're in the frequency of joy, love, bliss, the more enlightened language of the angels' nature. So those frequencies can now be calibrated with biofeedback interface, the function of heartware, where you can see how an individual, yourself, how you're in that frequency or not. I've had Dan Winter on my radio talk show this last year. He's developed an application for the smartphone that actually shows when you're in heart coherence or not, when you're talking with someone, and if the person you're talking with is in heart coherence, if they're coherent or not. Of course, mind congruence follows heart coherence. So if either party isn't coherent, there's a lot to be taken into consideration as far as the content then. Again, congruence follows coherence. Well, it's the same thing in social networks. When you have interaction of 100 or 1,000, a million people at the same time with an interactive interface that has a heart coherence component, whereby you can see how a field of response at any one time of a program, with the interactive interface, which is hardware, you can see how, in a field of dots, you can see in, you might say, the holodeck field of dots from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, in a collective field of individuals responding with those criteria, three numbers in sequence, dot and a cube, creating a field of dots. Again, some people can visualize this, and to other people this is gobbledygook, but I'm going to go on because I'm basically taking the high road here for the visionaries who can visualize what this will look like with global telecommunications with an hardware interface that qualifies heart coherence as well as mind congruence from upper brain, lower brain, first dimension, left brain, right brain, second dimension, forebrain, rear brain, third dimension, with these dimensions corresponding to the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness. From upper brain to lower brain, you got brightness scale from crown chakra to reptilian brain in the base of the brain. Left brain, right brain, you've got the full spectrum from left brain linear logical to other end of the spectrum, the fiery emotional, emotional. And the balance in the angstrom units in the color spectrum, you've got yellow, the brightest of all colors perceptually, and green, the healing ray for photosynthesis, right in the middle of the color spectrum, the yellow and the green, balanced in angstrom units. And most of us, don't have full spectrum enlightened consciousness all the time. And that would be like a dot at the top in the center. well, you might say a full spectrum would be like you're popping on all cylinders, you're firing on all cylinders, like an engine that's got all these cylinders of, in this case, of light. You've got all these in the color spectrum. Some people are firing on certain parts of the spectrum. And we always hear about spectral autism, but we never hear about full spectrum conscience, what that would look like. Well, this is a model of it, light language. And you can see how it would work with evaluation criteria. In other words, you're watching a video, YouTube video, and you got 100, 1,000, or a million people responding at the same time, punching in three numbers in sequence. Well, the first number would correspond to that brightness scale. If it's above you or below you, if the person is too intellectual, sophisticated, or you know, speaking down to you or whatever, there's a polarization on that scale. Like ones are on the end of the scale and zeros in the middle. It actually goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 0 in the middle. And so that range of numbers, whether you're watching something that centers and connects you or polarizes you in these three dimensions, can be referenced with three dots, three numbers in sequence, creating a dot in a cube, 3D cube graph, super graphics. And you'll be able to see then, again, with the context of any part of a video program, you'll be able to see the response. You can go back and see, you know, after the program is run, you can go back to the context of any part of a program and see where people were responding and how they responded, whether it was polarizing them or uniting them. And again, it's a collective field of dots. No one is, there's no personal identification with this process. It's private, but it's public. And you'll be able to see blinking in that field of dots, your dot, and how you are related in your consciousness and your evaluation criteria to the whole field of, again, 100 or 1,000 or a million people that responded to that part of the program. Now, consider if this was a program of someone that was running for president of the United States, and he was allowed a 3-minute or a 5-minute or a 10-minute, whatever. I mean, what if that was the debate? They put something up, and then the debate was the collective consciousness could evaluate it, and you could see how you related to everyone else. Not that it makes it right. It depends on the context and the meaning at that time. You know, what's right? But see, someone then could create a new video based on the response and be able to provide, from the perspective of the collective consciousness, how truth was either divisive or unifying. And this process is called information ecology, originating a program and evaluating a program, originating a video, people evaluating it, creating a new video with representing the light, the consciousness that was represented. So what do you have? You have the representation of the collective conscience in a way that takes the context and meaning of any subject, you know, and subject as a whole or any part of a subject, and it qualifies the content with the collective light, the collective consciousness of representatives, you might say. I mean, if we're global netizens in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive telecommunications, what would be the value of a communication process that could be easily accessed as an application for any social network, where that social network then could take any social issue within that social network and get a collective consensus that represents the collective conscience within that program, within that subject. So the flow of energy, of light, of conscience through any system acts to organize that system. So this is called information ecology, recycling general knowledge in the way they generate specific wisdom, specific light, with love. Love is a frame of reference for the language of consciousness, you might say, for the programming language for the holodeck between your ears and the collective consciousness. This is what this light language is: brightness scale, color spectrum, depth perception. You know, how, you know, in everyone's has a from the forebrain to the rear brain, there's depth perception there. You have foresight and you have hindsight. So from that perspective, is that polarized, you know, is a program you're watching and you're evaluating polarizing your depth perception as a synthesis of brightness scale and color spectrum? The depth of meaning, value, and purpose, is it polarizing the context context on any one part of a program, or is it unifying? Is it cohesive? Is it thrusting with power or cohering with love? And so these concepts of dimensions of consciousness and, you might say, the programming language code for the holodeck between our ears and within our social conscience, within our social networks. This evaluation criteria is what cyber ethics are. When it's framed with the language of consciousness and basically universal natural laws of, as I frame it, with love, you know, the spherical consciousness, linear consciousness, co-creation of linear left brain and nonlinear right brain intuition, and all four archetypal quadrant sectors of the holodeck between your ears, or the holodeck within a social network. You've got evaluation of a program as a whole, and how you would evaluate an entire subject, you know, point made, you know, in communication with a video as a whole or any part of it. Of course, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, but sometimes you have to go into the parts and see where there's coherence or congruence to appreciate the integrity of the whole. Anyway, this is I've gone through, but this is be a stretch for some people. Other people who have followed the links, I've been trying to link the light of this concept with multiple links on light language, and in the HeartCom.org website and HeartCom Network website. I've got a lot of links on light language and the seven hats. You might say seven hats, the seven rays of perception, you know, horizontally, the vertical integration dimension, and basically the holodeck of, between your ears, the holodeck as far as the collective consciousness of humanity or the collective conscience within any social network. So that's quite a bit right there. Now, I haven't gone into the two videos that I referenced in the introductory material, and that's where I get into the subject of Jubilee. Those videos are there in the intro episode information for the show. I provided the links, and the two videos are there. You can watch them. The one video is about Jubilee. You have the elite's version of Jubilee, the power elite, and how they see economic collapse for profits, consolidation and control into a new world order. But there is the spiritual hierarchy's understanding vision of Jubilee as forgiveness of debts, clearing of the slate. You might say judgment time is all that's less than the light, all that's less than love, all that's less than the Christ, for clearing of the veil of illusion and delusion, and a understanding, a discernment of Jubilee as a global evolution in higher conscience. I could say revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, which is evolution in higher conscience, which is the frequency shift that's going on in the human resonance of the earth and in consciousness. This is why everything is old paradigm. I mean, you know, it's this end game for old paradigm. And a lot of people are struggling with basically disruption of their paradigm paralysis. Their stinking thinking is up against the wall, and a lot of people are just confused. You know, until you break through and really kind of surf the frequency of, you know, with more coherence and just kind of be, you know, chill out, you know, the center of the hurricane kind of a thing. There's a lot of disruption of corruption going on within and within the world and within ourselves. It's reflexing, and you're seeing that, you know, in the tectonic plates of the earth and the volcanoes going off. In other words, the judgment that's upon the earth is a function of the homeostasis process that's in process for people to come up. For people coming up higher, holding the balance for people that are still struggling. So this process, this dynamic is, I mean, the shift has hit the fan, frequency shift. A lot of people are uncomfortable in their bodies, their minds. Some people are fine, and then they'll have a spell. But and a lot of people are just a lot of people are just all over the place. A lot of people don't know what to think. They're starting to think about things like they never have before because their consciousness is their perception. There's a perceptual shift. It's nonlinear perception. It's an intuitive knowing that a lot of people are experiencing. They're just knowing things that aren't right, and they kind of get, you know, fearful about that, and they sometimes get stuck. I say that stuck in negativity is what sin is. If you get stuck, it's hard to move on and really get into the concept of wholeness and homeostasis and healing and processes that in, you know, basically center and connect conscience with the heart and with heart coherence, the joy factor, the harmonic factor. It's all good, you know. It's all in process, and it's hard sometimes to basically to thread the needle and you know, ride the razor's edge as you ride the wave of change that is transforming all our social, political, and economic institutions, transforming the earth itself. And as we come into more harmony and wholeness and healing in our collective conscious, unity conscience worldwide, in our social networks, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, as I say, obviously things begin to harmonize, reflex in the morphic grids of the earth, equilibrium gets reestablished. Now, whether that's going to be a pole shift, a magnetic pole shift, a physical pole shift, it really is a function of, well, the divine plan, the divine destiny of Earth. And there's things that, you know, we can influence, you know, as far as harmonizing the shift and smoothing the shift. So it's, you know, basically holding the balance with harmonics that basically check and balance or otherwise mitigate the discord and the dissonance and the disinformation, the dysfunction, the disease, the, you know, it mediates that, it modulates that. You know, the power of love mediates the love of the inordinate love of power, that whose time is short and wrath is, you know, hubris is great. We're seeing in the world, you know, the power trips of the power elite, you know, they're not hiding it anymore, they're right out in the open. It's like abject tyranny in medical media management markets, and yet it's changing dramatically with new models of business, new models of holistic healing, and new models of interactive media like hardware, and holistic healing like telecare. So it's transitioning, and you know, it's better to hold the vision, you know, of how good things can be, than, you know, with fearless faith that, you know, that basically love will prevail, that harmony will prevail, healing will prevail, conscience will prevail, rather than get up into the fear thing, which is just a magnet of self-fulfilling prophecy for our worst fears coming upon us. And that's, you know, kind of common sense, but it's really difficult to be positive, you know, in a world that seems to be, you know, crazy. So that video I provide on Jubilee, I caution about that. And on the website, if you go to watch it, it says warning about this video. I mean, it's pretty shocking, folks, about what's coming down with, I wouldn't say crash of the world economy. I talk about, you know, economic reboot. It's just like there's a whole new system of economics, and the Federal Reserve is going to be gone. It's going to be, the president's probably not going to finish his term. It's the way it looks like. I mean, supposedly he's already recorded him and Joe Biden, you know, Barack and Biden have pre-recorded their resignation speeches. Whether that's true, we're going to see here within a few months, maybe in through the fall. So there's more on that. There's links that go into that on Global Economic Reset. If you have been following that, you know what I'm talking about. But the high end of where this is going is the subject I'm trying to emphasize. And that is this paradigm shift, revolution in higher consciousness, thinning of the veil, is ordained for this time. This is the time ordained for the divine destiny, for the family of mankind to be fulfilled with universal rights in the global sphere. and our social networks for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So the bottom line, you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And I go into two brilliant quotes that follow from David Hawkins, MD, PhD, author of Power versus Force, one of my favorite books on the hidden determinants of human behavior and transcending the levels of consciousness, the stairway to enlightenment. These books of his, these quotes, go into what's going on with the consciousness shift, basically for a global and whereby global enlightenment, with the elimination of time and space for global netizens, enlightened consciousness truly floats all boats higher. How that works, that it's happening. Two good quotes that reference what's going on there. You may want to follow that. So the bottom line I want to finish up to, there's the last video is the one I really emphasize. I recommend that you see. Change is on the horizon, dawn of the golden age. It's the full version. It's almost 3 hours. If you haven't seen it yet, I've posted it several times in the last couple of years. It's brilliant as far as this global economic reset, the history of it going back all the way to the dawn of the golden age with Sir Francis Bacon, who authored the Shakespearean plays, and the real story of Franklin and Jefferson, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and how far that has come to where it is today, and that phenomena is going global with global economic reset and reorganization of all our core social, political, and economic institutions. So this is a timely subject, 2016. This is manifesting. Understanding this with watching this video, it's just, I've never seen, this video is brilliant. It's changes on the horizon, dawn of the golden age, full version. It's moving, we're moving from the negative to the positive. How bad things are to how good things could be, can be, are becoming. The hosts of heaven who are stepping through the veil from behind the scenes, those that are in embodiment, and the story of this is an inspiration. I highly recommend you see it. And with that, dear reader, I want to thank you for being with me today, and we'll finish up with a meditation. So bye for now. Happy trails. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality, that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.